Sally, Tamara, Kurt Flowers, and Bert Martin, the bank teller, were the only people in the bank when Dinkins and the others went in. Because of the masks on their face and the guns in their hands, everyone in the bank knew immediately what was going on.
You three! Get your hands up! Stay back there against the wall! If I see any one of you move, I'll shoot!
The three complied with the orders. Cole Parnell hopped over the railing to go behind the teller cage, then held his sack out toward the teller.
Put all your money into the sack.
Trembling, the teller emptied his cash drawer.
Hey, Dinkins, there ain't that much here.
Parnell, you dumb son of a bitch, you just give him my name! Get the rest of the safe!
I can't open the safe till 10 o'clock!
What the hell do you mean you can't open the safe till 10 o'clock? You work here, don't you?
Yes, but there's a time lock on the safe. It can't be open till 10 o'clock!
Dinkins stepped up to the teller and put the muzzle of his pistol 1 inch from the teller's head.
Open the damn safe or I'll blow your brains out.
Please, he's telling the truth.
Who the hell are you?
My name is Kurt Flowers. I own this bank.
You own it, do you?
Yes.
Then I'm pointing my gun at the wrong man. You open the safe.
I can't open the safe. Mr. Martin is telling the truth. There is a time lock on it. Nobody can open it until 10 o'clock.
Why the hell would you do something like that?
Isn't it obvious, Mr. Dinkins? It's to keep polecats like you from being able to rob the bank.
Dinkins saw the money in Sally's hands and he smiled.
Well now, if I can't rob the bank, I'll just rob you. Hand the money over, Missy.
If you want it, you'll grab around on the floor for it, like the rat that you are.
Surprising Dinkins, Sally threw the money up in the air. 100 individual $20 bills. They fluttered down, scattering all over the floor.
You bitch!
Sally grabbed her stomach where the bullet hit. Blood oozed through her fingers and she staggered back against the wall. Then she fell. Suddenly, the front door opened and Travis, who didn't have the bottom half of his face masked, stuck his head in.
Come on, quick! Folks heard that shot! We gotta get out of here!
Open the damn safe!
I told you, I can't.
I don't believe you!
There's folks coming toward the bank! We gotta go now!
Come on, let's get out of here!
With the sack of money he'd taken from the teller's tray, Parnell vaulted back over the teller's counter. Hearing the two gunshots, Cal ran out of the mercantile store with his pistol in his hand. He saw the men run out of the bank and leap onto their horses. Someone across the street from the bank fired at the five riders with a shotgun. The charge of double-aught buckshot missed the robbers, but it did hit the front window of the bank. One of the robbers shot back at the man with the shotgun. The five robbers galloped down the street away from Cal. Cal shot at him and saw one of the riders tumble from the saddle. None of the other four paid any attention to the one who went down. Cal fired a second time, but they were out of range, and his shot did nothing but help chase them on as they sped out of town. The route out of town took the outlaws right by the sheriff's office. At the far end of the street, a man stepped off the boardwalk and into the street. A flash of sunlight revealed the star fastened to his vest.
It's the sheriff!